Dia will do the Mangalacharan, complete the Mukhar Mantra and Chitari Mangal Path.
Okay, Dia.
Dia? Hello?
Yes.
Will you please do Mangalacharan?
Om Namo Arihantaram, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayatiyanam, Namo Ajayanam, Namo Ruhe Sabasahunam. Eso Pancha Namo Karo Sabha Pava Panasano, Manglanam Cha Savesham, Paramam Hoi Mangalam. Chattari Mangalam, Arahanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Ivipananto Dhammo Mangalam, Chattari Logottama, Arahanta Logottama, Siddha Logottama, Sahu Logottama, Ivipananto Dhammo Logottama, Chattaishanam pavajami, Antyashanam pavajami, Siddhishanam pavajami, Saushanam pavajami, Kevli panantam, Namam shanam pavajami.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Okay. So, what did we do in the last class? Who will brief us about that? Jamin, what did we do in the last class?
We read the book.
Yeah, okay. So we read the complete book. Hello?
Yeah?
Am I audible to all or my voice is not clear?
It's good.
It's good, yeah. So I am asking, we read the complete book or a few chapters of it?
Just a few chapters.
Which ones?
I think the first three.
First three, okay. The name is, first is, Arush, which are the three chapters?
What?
Which chapters we read last time?
We read Mangal Path and we read, let's see, and you read about omniscience. And those are the chapters I remember.
Yeah, the first chapter was Ramukar Mantra. Second was Char Mangal Path, means Chitari Mangal Path. And the third was, which was it, Arjun?
The third one was the 24 Tirthankars, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Tirthankar and Bhagwan. The name of the chapter, Tirthankar Bhagwan. Okay. What else did we do in the last class?
I think we discussed another story.
Yeah, we discussed one story as well. Okay, we also discussed one story of, like, we listened to what Jaimin had to say. Jaimin's story was pending. We did not listen to Jaimin's story. So we discussed also a few stories of hers which were previously told. So we did this much till now. So today what we'll do quickly, we'll do something of this and something from what we are pending from past classes, okay? We all have our books with us?
This is Arjun. Let me just go and quickly get my book.
Okay,
I broke my wrist
quickly
on Friday.
Oh, you
so
broke
I've been,
your
wrist?
What? For doing what? You broke your wrist?
Yeah. I broke my wrist and I've just been on bed rest.
How did you break your wrist?
I was playing soccer and a guy, the ball just blasted into my wrist.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. Carefully, okay? Go carefully and bring that book. Okay.
Anubhavji, I have a question.
Yes,
can I
please,
ask
please. Yeah, please, please ask. You have your book with you?
Yes.
Yeah. So everybody get your book and we are listening to the ask question. Yes, yeah, please.
If Rishabhdev's symbol was bull, then was he a bull when he was in the previous Janam?
Okay. So how do we resolve it? Because Mahavir Bhagwan's symbol is lion, right? And he was lion in his previous Janam, right? In his previous
yes.
birth. So you are asking that whether it was true for Rishabhdev as well. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, she basically she wanted to know Anubhavji's like how is the each of the Tithankar got the chinna that they have.
Yeah, okay. Okay, everybody got the question of Diya? Arush, Shemin?
Can you repeat it?
The question is that we all have, like all the 24 Tithankars have symbols, right? Some are some symbol like of Parshvanath Bhagwan, the symbol is snake, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Right? So the question is that whether like Mahavir Bhagwan has the symbol of lion. So he was also lion in his previous, like in last 10th birth. He was a lion. So is she asking that does it have any connection with the previous birth, the symbol? Like it's all the symbols are on the name of animals. So how is it? How does it work? Anybody? You all got the question, then we'll try to find the answer. Questions? Everybody understood?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody has book now?
Yeah, and Anubhavji, I just wanted to tell you this week I met the Jain Panditji.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was there. He was staying at a friend of ours, and I was there for the 3 days that he was there. And I was there for a few of his prayer circles.
Oh, so what did you like talk? Did you have any talks with him, or what did you learn in 3 days?
You know, he asked me what I knew, and he asked me how I learned about Jainism, and I told him about this class. And what else did he say? He also. He also told me a good way to how to remember the how to say the Namukkar mantra 9 times. And that was it was basically like the first time you do it, you take your hand over your head, and I can't remember the full step. I have it written down somewhere, but yeah.
Okay. Fine. Good. Great. Yeah, what, Arush?
Oh, one of my uncles had a baby girl, so my dad said that we can't touch any religious things, so I can't touch the book.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, you don't touch the book. Okay, do you have e-copy?
No.
Arush? Okay,
no.
I'll try to mail the e-copy to Sachin ji. Probably he will mail you. So then you can have e-copy. Okay? E-copy will not be a problem. Okay, fine. So we have this question that the symbols of Tirthankaras, which are like on the like which are nothing but the animal's name. So does this have any connection? So see what happens. You know there are five kalyanaks. What were the five kalyanaks? You know, Tirthankaras have five kalyanaks, right?
Right.
Yeah, so which are the five kalyanas? What happens? We did it. Some point of time we did it. Before taking birth, what happens? There is one kalyana when they come into the womb of his mother. It's known as Garbh Kalyanak, right? Hello?
Right.
We forgot?
They go to
Everybody?
what? They go
What?
to one one mountain and they make the baby sit on top of the mountain and then deer and they come and shower the baby
Yeah, so
with
what
water.
Kalyanak is what Kalyanak for is this?
Janma Kalyanak.
Janma Kalyanak. Then next Kalyanak is Tap
Kalyanak.
Kalyanak. Excellent. And then what happens after Tap? He gets what?
Moksha.
Moksh, there's something in between tap and moksh.
Kevalgyan.
Keval Gyan, excellent. So we have five Kalyanak. Garbh Kalyanak, Janma Kalyanak, Tap Kalyanak, Keval Gyan or Gyan Kalyanak, and the Moksh Kalyanak. Excellent. Yeah. So what happens when the Tirthankar Bhagwan takes birth? This Saudharma Indra takes into that, you know, that mountain, and on the top of that mountain, they all, what do they do? They do Abhishek of that, you know, child Tirthankar. They do Abhishek of that child, okay? So while they do Abhishek of that child, and after doing the Abhishek with Kshirodadi Sagar, there is a sea named Kshirodadi, which has white colored water, okay? And that water do not have any fishes or any kind of jivas. So that's why it's the purest water. And that is white colored, okay, like milk. But it's not milk, it's water, but it's most pure water, okay? It's purest. So after like doing, like after they have done the Abhishek of that Balak Tirthankara, the Saudharma Indra goes to make, like to dress him up, okay? Child Tirthankara is dressed up by, like he has all his clothes coming from the Devgati. So Saudharma Indra and his team brings his clothes, his food, his everything. While he is, you know, dressing him up, there what he sees, like there on his right leg, okay, on the fingers of his leg, the main, what do we call it, which finger? No, it's thumb of the leg, you know, the main thumb of the leg. There is a symbol, you know, in all over the body of Tirthankara. Whenever you next time go to the temple, and if you get to do some prakshal, okay, you know what is Abhishek? Jinendra Bhagwan's Abhishek. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens in Abhishek?
They put water on Bhagwan.
Yeah, what? Sorry.
You
They
put
put
water on the Bhagwan.
Water on Bhagwan. For what we are putting water on Bhagwan?
To clean the Bhagwan.
To clean the Bhagwan. Okay, fine. So clean the Bhagwan, the Pratima of Bhagwan, the idol of the Bhagwan. we do this prakshal. Okay, so that is the only time we get to touch Bhagwan. Otherwise, we cannot just touch him anytime. So when we are properly dressed up with that dress for prakshal, then only we can touch. We do not have touched anything else, but we have only touched a few things. Then we only can, means we should not be adulterated, like wearing the clothes of yesterday or something. So we have to get properly dressed up to do that, to touch Bhagwan, right? So now when, if ever you get time to, if you get any opportunity to do Abhishek, you go and try to look at the symbols in Bhagwan's body, the idol. You'll find some symbols, there's some symbols on his hand palms, and there will be a few symbols which will be there on his, you know, legs, okay, on his toe or somewhere, okay, so you'll be finding some of the symbols. What are these symbols? In the body of Bhagwan, there are a few symbols which are, in the body of Tirthankara, there are symbols, okay. So this is the symbol that we have, like this bull, lion, snake, elephant, monkey, these all are, there are a few symbols, like we have a sathya, swastik. Have you heard about swastik? Who has swastik symbol? You know what swastik is? Yeah, which Tirthankar has swastik as the symbol? Okay, we'll do it when we'll be doing symbols. We have not done it yet. But there's one Tirthankar who has swastik as a symbol. If you're interested, you can go find. We'll be discussing it sometimes later when we'll be doing that. Okay? So, swastik is no jiva. Swastik is no animal. So, why is this swastik? Some Tirthankara have a symbol of, you know, rose. Sorry, not rose. It's a, what do we call that flower? Kamalku English, what do we call?
Lotus.
Lotus. Lotus. So we have lotus and we have white lotus and we have blue lotus. And we have normal lotus, like which is of pink color, lotus color. Okay, so this is also like, this is not a name of animal. So that's how, what are these symbols? These symbols are nothing but what are on the body of Tirthankara, that Southern Indra watches these symbols during the Abhishek of Bhagwan at that mountain. And after that Abhishek, he sees into these symbols and then he declares, okay, Adinath Bhagwan's body has the symbol of bull, Parshnath Bhagwan's body has symbol of snake, Mahavir Bhagwan's body had the symbol of, it does not have to, you know, there is nothing to be related to their previous birth. It can be that they were bull or something, but no, it's not a connection that because they were bull some once upon a time, because they must be, once upon a time we also were bull, we also were lion some once upon a time, we also became, you know, horse, we also became monkey, we all have taken those births, right? Because we are since time infinite. So the jiva of Adinath Bhagwan must also have become once upon a time in his life bull or something. But no, the symbol does not have to take anything, like it has no connection with that. Okay? This is entirely the mark on his body which Saudharmendra at the time of Abhishek looks into and then he declares, okay, Adinath Bhagwan's body, the body of Adinath a child had the symbol of bull, so his symbol is bull. That's it. This is the connection. Okay? So it is entirely on the basis of his body, the what marks are there on his body. So if his body has a figure of a bull, so he declares his symbol is bull. That's it. Dia, did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. Fine. Everybody got it?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Now we come back to class. Okay? Yeah. So we are done with three chapters. Now we'll be starting with the fourth chapter that we have already done in our first year itself. So its name is Lesson 4, page number 11. Arush, I am sending e-copies, so it will be with you in a time. Yeah, page number 11, we have two people talking, Dinesh and Jinesh, about what? What is the chapter's name?
Dev Darshan.
Dev Darshan, excellent. So who will be Jinesh and who will be Dinesh? Okay, we have Arush doesn't have a copy. So Jaimin will be Dinesh, Arjun will be Jinesh, because these both are name of boys, so we cannot give this to Dia. So we have two people. Yeah.
I'm Jinesh, right?
Yeah, you're Jinesh and Jaimin is Dinesh. Okay, start. Dinesh, start.
Jinesh, where are you going to?
To the holy temple.
What for?
To have darshan with the Indra Bhagwan.
Well, I also come with you.
That is fine. First, put off this leather belt. One should not carry things made of leather inside the temple.
Well, I shall just put it off.
Oh, brother, where are you going? Please put off your shoes here. Shoes and chapels are not taken inside a temple. It seems you have not visited a temple before and are not acquainted with the method of darshan.
Yes, I do not know the correct method. Please let me know.
First of all, we should take off our shoes and chapels and wash our hands and feet at the gates of a temple where water is kept for the purpose. Then we should enter the temple proclaiming victory to God and uttering the word Nisahi 3 times.
What is the meaning of Nisahi?
Nisahi means giving up all kinds of worldly affairs. The meaning is that we should enter a temple after giving up all the desires and anxieties of the world.
Then what?
Standing before the altar of God and chanting Om Jaya Jaya Jaya, Namasto Namasto Namasto, Namo Arihant Chitari Mangal, etc., one should bow down before the God. Then going around the altar 3 times, one should say his prayers, then again bowing before God and chanting Namo Kar Mantra 9 times. One should stand erratic and meditate with connection.
With concentration.
Well, this is the way one should have darshan of the God with concentration. What more?
After that, one should study this some religious books at least for half an hour. If religious discourse is going on, one should listen to that.
Is that all?
Not that. One should ponder over the matter read or heard in the discourse. One should ponder over questions like, who am I? Who is God? How can I attain godhood? Etc.
What is the good of all this?
This brings peace to the soul and purifies our thoughts. We talk about our souls in the temples. If we can understand our soul and dive deeper into it, we can ourselves attain godhood.
Okay, sounded familiar? We did it once upon a time?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, we did it in a very simple way. Here they're talking and they're saying everything what we did directly. Okay, so what is the process of going to the temple, Arush? We just revised that, yeah.
First thing,
before coming to the temple, we are at home. What do we do?
We take a shower.
We take a shower, we put on clean clothes, and we take the leather belts and the wallet.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Leather belt and the wallet? Leather wallet? No, we should not carry anything made up of leather to the temple. So if we are at home, we remove everything that we have. At the first place, we should never use leather. If somebody is there, we know who is using leather. We don't use leather because we are Jain and we know, and we come to the Pathshala, so we know that leather is something which we should not even touch. So the question of using it is ruled out. Okay? But if there is someone, your friend, who is not Jain, who doesn't know that leather is bad and he wears leather, so what do we tell him? If we are going to temple, that leather is not allowed inside the temple, so you have to remove it before getting into the temple. Right? Leave it at your home or leave it outside temple before entering. Right? Okay. So now we are prepared, we are dressed up, and we have come in front of the temple. So we get into the temple directly, or do we do something? What do we do, Diya, next? Diya, what do we do next? Hello?
Can you please repeat what you said?
Yeah, we are saying that we are properly dressed up with clean clothes and we have reached the temple. Now, do I directly get into the temple or do I do something for it before entering the temple?
Before entering the temple, you take your shoes off. And
yeah, you take your shoes
legs
and chappals off. And what?
You wash your legs and hands.
Yeah, exactly. Fine. So this we also did, right? We always do that while we go to temple, or we do not do it?
Yes, we do it.
Yeah? Okay, Diya does it. Who else? Arjun, have you ever done it?
Yeah.
Okay, Jaimin has done it. Arjun, you have also done it? No? Hello? Okay, I don't think everyone is here. Okay, after taking off shoes and we got inside temple, what do we do now? Like entering the temple, what do we say?
Nisahi.
Nisahi, Nisahi, three times. So what do we mean by Nisahi?
Nisahi means
giving up all kinds of worldly affairs.
The meaning is that we should enter a temple after giving up all the desires and anxieties of the world.
Oh, wow. So we knew this meaning, we learned about this meaning as well, that Nisahi means we do not have to think about world. Now it's us and the God. We should not worry about anything, think about anything. We are in temple, we just have to either think about the Bhagwan or our soul. That's it. Right? So we leave behind all the worries of the world. Let all tensions wait for us to come out the temple. And then we shall think about the world. Right? Okay. Then what do? Okay, I have said Nisai, Nisai, Nisai. I have proclaimed that, okay, I'll not think about the world. Now what?
You say Om Jai 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 Namo Sunamo 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 Ihantaram the Chantaram
part,
etc.
Say Om Jai 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 Namo Sunamo 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 and go down in front of Bhagwan, and we say Namukar Mantra, then we say Chattari Mangal part, then we say Devstuti that we learned, O God devoid of attachments, or any other prayer we know, right? All the prayers we know, and then we go around the altar three times. What we call this? Sarkam. What do we learn about these three? Parikrama, right? Hello, we know what is parikrama. Yes or no?
Circumambulation.
What?
It's circumambulation.
Yeah, circumambulation, exactly. So we have to take three rounds around the altar of Bhagwan, right? Arjun, are you there? Okay. Jaimin, Arush, you both are there, right?
Yes.
I'm here.
Okay. So after doing this circumambulation, doing feet, like going round, what? What do you
have? Nothing.
Okay. So we have done these three rounds around the altar of Bhagwan, and then we have said our prayers as well. Then what we'll do, we'll bow down again and we'll say Namokar mantra 9 times that Arjun learned, right? Arjun, that scholar, the Panditji, told Arjun to do what? To say Namokar mantra 9 times. Okay, so that's what
Hello?
We do in the temple then. Yeah, Arjun, where were you?
Oh yeah, I just got disconnected, I'm sorry.
Okay. So what we have discussed till now, that we enter the temple saying Nisai means we renounce or we forget about everything of the world, we only remember about Bhagwan in ourselves, that's it. We do not take any tensions or any thoughts with us inside the temple, we leave it behind. Okay? And then we say Om Jai Jai Jai, Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. And when we bow down, we say Namokar Mantra, Chitari Mangal Path, the Dev Suti we learned, O God Divide of Attachments, or any prayer we know. Then we do 3 rounds of the Bhagwan's altar, that is known as circumambulation, that is Parikrama. And after that, we stop and we, that thing you learned from those scholars, or that Panditji, that we have to say Namokar Mantra 9 times. Right? After that, what should we do? We should go home. You should go home after this?
No.
Stand straight and meditate.
With concentration. Yeah, so while reading Namokar Mantra 9 times, you stand straight, erect, and also after that you also think about Bhagwan and yourself, so you do meditation. Okay, after this, what after this? After this, we should study some religious books. We should do Swadhyay. Swadhyay is studying about religion or doing something, studying some scripture essay, right? So about half an hour or whatever time suits us, we have to sit down and study something, like read a story on Jainism, read a concept, read about anything, a new thing, or anything we know, revise it, okay? And if there is a pravachan going on or discourse is going on, we should sit in that discourse and think, okay? And then, okay, done after this? No. After this, what do we have to do? Whatever we have read or whatever we have heard in discourse, we should think about it. Oh, was he saying right? Or he was just fooling me? Or whatever is written in this scripture, is that correct and logical? Or is it somebody has written it for his own good or interest? Or does it actually, that is it actually for my good? If I believe this way, do I really feel good? Like, who am I? Who is God? How can I also become God? We should ponder upon these questions. And then, we should leave for home. And then, next day, come back again. So, what is the good of knowing all this? Why do we go to temple? What is the good of going to temple?
The good of going to the temple brings peace to the soul and purifies our thoughts. We talk about our soul in the temple. If we understand our soul and dive deep into it, we can ourselves attain godhood.
Yeah, so in temple is the only place where we get to think about ourselves, our soul, and it brings peace to our soul and purifies our thoughts. Going to temple, doing darshan, sitting there. You should have felt it, or you all should have felt it, right? When you go to the temple, you feel good, right? You do or you do not? You find
yeah.
some peace, right? When you go to temple, there is a different environment. You find some peace, soothing environment, right? Yes or no? Hello? Give me, say yes or no. You find it different from being at home, or it's same, it feels same?
Different.
It feels different. So the going to the temple brings peace to the soul and purifies our thoughts. Doing all this process we talk about we talk about our soul in the temple, and then if we understand our soul and dive deep into it, means concentrate on it, that is the only path of liberation, so we can attain ourselves the godhood. So we can be the Bhagwan of the temple. If we go to the temple, one day we will be the god of that temple, god in that temple. Because what happened to these all, Adinath Bhagwan, Mahavir Bhagwan, they were once upon a time like us, going to the temple, saying Namukar Mantra, Chatari Mangal Path, and once they understood, oh, it is me, it's my soul who is most powerful. And then they concentrated, they dived deep into it, and now what they are in their own temples. Now, earlier they must be going to some other Bhagwan's temple, now they have their own temple, Mahavir Bhagwan's temple, Adinath Bhagwan's temple. So going to the temple makes you God. That's why we go to the temple. Correct? Simple?
Yes.
Okay, so we have done this, we know this chapter. So just, we have to never forget this process of going to the temple, because we always have to go to the temple. So we should know, how do we go to the temple? Okay? It's very important. So we just revised it. Now, next chapter is very interesting. What is, Arush, did you get the ebook?
Yes, I did.
Okay, okay. So we have the next question, lesson 5, the living and the non-living. We have two people, very interesting name, Hiralal and Gyanchand. Gyanchand means who is very, you know, full of knowledge, Gyan. So who is very, you know, scholarly, okay, he is very intelligent. He knows something about Jainism, Gyanchand. And Hiralal, Hira is diamond. So somebody who is rich and who is very materialistic, okay. So Hiralal is what? Very materialistic person. He loves diamonds, money, home, cars, you know, own things. And Gyanchand is very, very, very intellectual person. He has really done his Swadhyay well. He practices Jainism and he knows many things about Jainism. Okay, so these both are conversating. So what we'll do, Diya is Hiralal and Arush is Gyanchand. And rest of us will listen these two talking. Okay, it's very interesting talk. Okay, just before starting, any clue which chapter on this we did? It relates to which chapter we did? No? Doesn't ring any bell?
Even Ajeev.
Yeah, Ajeev we did. The living and non-living. Exactly. Okay, start. Start Hiralal and Gyanchand, please.
How sweet is my name?
Yes, sweet it certainly is. Though a diamond is valuable, it is lifeless. Would you like to be transformed into a non-living?
What do you mean by the living and the non-living?
Don't you know the living beings? You are yourself a living being. One who knows and perceives is a living being. In other words, one who possesses the power of perception. Gyan is a living being.
And non-living?
That knows not and possesses no power of perception is non-living. Both you and I are living beings because we possess the power of knowing. Diamond, gold, silver, table, chair, etc. are non-living as they do not possess the power of knowing.
What are the other signs of the living and non-living beings?
The living being feels pleasure and pain, whereas the non-living does not. We are living beings, since we feel pleasure and pain. The table and chair do not feel pain or pleasure, and so they are non-living objects.
Our ears hear, and the body feels pain and pleasures. So is our body a living being?
No, the sight never scars and the ear never hears. The seer and the hearer is our soul. Quite separate from them, If the eye and the ear possess the power of seeing and hearing, a dead body should also see and hear. So the body is non-living, and its organs, eyes and ears, etc., are also non-living.
Now I have understood that I am a living being, that the body is a non-living, that I am possessed of the power of knowing, and that the body does not have this power. I know the body does not know.
If you have understood the difference, please tell me whether an elephant is a living or a non-living.
Like our body, the bodies of the elephant and other living beings are non-living, but their souls are living. I have understood all this, but please let me know what benefit is derived from this knowledge.
Without knowledge, without knowing this, we cannot have a correct understanding of our soul. And without such understanding, we cannot attain real happiness. Since all of us wish to be happy, we should have this knowledge. We can ourselves attain godhood by understanding the reality about the living and the non-living.
Oh, excellent. Well done. Okay. So, all the people are very good with doing dialogues, okay? In skits as well and in these things also. Doing great. Okay? So we have two people, funny people, Hira Lal and Gyan Chin. Hira Lal is a mad person. He thinks his name is so beautiful, it has a diamond in it. So he's so, you know, he's so mad about these things that he says, how good is my name? And Gyan Chin says, oh, wake up. Your name is nothing but a name of a non-living being. And how can a living being can be less beautiful than the non-living being? Means non-living being, how can it be better than the living being? Okay, and then they start talking about the living and the non-living. Okay, so how does it define? How does this Gyan Chin person define what is a living being and what is a non-living being? Will tell us. How do we define living and the non-living beings? Arjun, yeah. Who is a living being?
A living being is a non-living soul, like the body's soul.
Living being is a non-living soul? How? Think I said. What is a living being? Living being is what? How do we define him?
Soul is living.
Who is living? So living means what? One who possess what? Okay, who is a jiva? We have three things.
I'm a jiva. To be jiva, you're living, you're soul, and you have knowledge attribute.
I am jiva, I have knowledge attribute, and with that knowledge attribute, I know. So I have power to know. That's what it's saying. It says the power of perception, that is nothing but the power of knowing. So the living being is one who has power to know. And also, who can, anything else, who feels the pleasure and the pain as well, right? The stable chair doesn't feel any pleasure or the pain. But when this person named Arjun, when he was playing soccer and the football hit him, he felt pain. His hands got broke, right? But the football, did football cry? Did also football as this plaster or something? Football broke itself? It must have broke, but it didn't cry. But Arjun must have felt too much of the pain, right?
Yes.
Right? So there is a difference between the football and Arjun. That Arjun can feel, the football cannot. Right? And both are hit into each other. Arjun got hit by the football, football got hit by the Arjun. But one person is feeling, one is not feeling. So the one person is feeling, who can know that he is feeling pain, who can use his knowledge that he is hurt, is known as living being. And the one who cannot know that he is hurt or he's been hit by somebody is a non-living being, because it cannot know, it cannot feel. if you cannot know, you cannot feel how you know. Right? This is the distinction that he gave. So then next question that Mr. Hiralal posted, that okay, my eyes or my hand, Arjun says my hand got broke and it feels pain. So is my hand a living being or not? Arjun, what do you have to say about it? Arjun, you do not get disconnected again, right?
What was that, Anubhaji?
Yeah, my question is, you all are listening to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever I ask somebody a question, why does he tell me to repeat it again? If you are listening, then there is no need. Okay. Okay, I'll repeat it again. My question is that you broke your hands, right? Like your wrist.
Yeah.
To be specific, yeah. So you felt pain or not? So your wrist got broke, so you felt pain. So is your wrist a living being or non-living being? It felt pain. So it's a living being or non-living being?
Living being felt the pain. Body.
Wrist is body or soul? Wrist is body. Now it feels the pain. So is it a living being or non-living being? Is it a tough question?
I thought it was that. Is it that non living beings have feelings?
I am not telling you, you are going to tell us. What do you think?
Oh boy.
The wrist should be, yeah.
Body felt pain.
Yeah, the body has this pain. So the body is a living being or non-living being? The wrist is a living being or non-living being?
Body is not non-living.
It's a non-living or it's not non-living?
Body is non-living.
Body is non-living, and why it is feeling the pain? Who feels the pain is a living being.
Yeah, but
okay,
body doesn't know. Body doesn't have knowledge attribute.
How do you know that? How do you prove it to me?
Because soul is living and soul has knowledge attribute.
Aray, that is fine, but we just read it in your text. Who can prove that body is non-living? Who will prove? The text just explained it, the dialogue we just read. Yan Chen told something about body and ears and eyes. What is it? Eyes see, ears listen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, did we not read the dialogue attentively?
No. The soul listens and the soul hears.
Aray, but we see that eyes is watching and ears are listening. Then what to do? What will be the problem if we say that eyes watch and ears listen? So the Mr. Gyan Chen told us that Arjun?
The line is that our eyes see, our ears hear, the body feels pain and pleasure.
Yeah, so.
And then it's the next dialogue that says, no, the eye never sees, the ear never hears, the seer and hear is our soul.
How does he prove it? What else he says? If eyes see or ears listen, then what will happen? A dead body should also see because it has eyes and it has ears as well, the dead body. So it should also listen. So why it is not listening? Because the listener and the seer is not the body, it's the soul. So eyes do not see, ears do not listen. So if you break the wrist of a dead body, will it cry?
No.
No, why? Because the wrist is not a soul, it does not feel anything. It's the Arjun, the soul of Arjun that feels. So the pain is not being felt by the wrist. it's being felt by the soul of Arjun. Oh, it pains, this wrist pains. He knows this. The wrist doesn't know that, oh, I am paining. The wrist doesn't tell it to Arjun. Arjun knows it, oh, wrist is paining. Oh, I am hurt in the wrist, not on the toe. Or not on the head. It's the wrist that pains. Who knows it? Arjun knows it. Who feels the pain? Who knows it? So Arjun feels the pain, not the body of the Arjun. Got it? Arjun? Making sense?
Yeah.
It makes sense, right? Your wrist never, you know, cries. It's always Arjun. The tears come out of Arjun's eyes. So it's always Arjun who's crying. The wrist doesn't say a word. Right? So the living beings feel, the non-living beings have no idea. So then there is a quick question that whether the elephant is a jeev or a jeev. Elephant is a living being or non-living being?
The elephant, the body of it is non-living, but the soul is living.
Excellent. The body of elephant is non-living. The soul of elephant is living like us. Exactly. Okay, so what is the good of knowing this? Why are we discussing about living and non-living? What is the advantage?
With knowing this, you can't understand of the soul. You can't understand the soul, but And with understanding this, we can attain godhood by differentiating between living and non-living.
Yeah, exactly. See, what happens? We do not understand the difference between living and non-living beings. So what do we believe? That this body is me. This body that I see in the mirror is Anubhav. This body that I see in the mirror is Arush. This body who looks like this much of height or this much beautiful is Diya or Arjun or Jaimin, right? But if we know that this body is not living being, that's not me, because body doesn't feel anything. It's soul that feels anything. So now we know that, oh, that thing which is there in mirror, which I think I am, it's not me. It's a body which will leave me one day. I am something other than what I see in the mirror. I am soul. I cannot be seen, but yes, I know things, I can feel, the pain and the pleasure. And therefore, instead of doing work for this body, working like being, you know, the slave of this body, I have to do something for my own good soul. So how do we figure it out? Once we know the difference between the living being and non-living being, we get this feeling of doing something for our soul. Otherwise, we are doing everything for this body. Good clothes, good makeup, good sense, good places to go, right? Or go to the swimming pool because this body feels good, you know, you get water, you get, you know, some cooling or things, right? Why? Because you think that making this body will feel good once you do it. But it's not you. The body is not you. This is what this living and non-living being says. And if you know that who are you by knowing this, the knowing soul is nothing but a path of liberation. If you know your soul, like we did in the last chapter as well, by understanding our soul, we can ourselves become God. This is the good of knowing this. We can ourselves attain Godhood by understanding the reality about the living and the non-living. That is by differentiating between my soul and this body. Okay? Okay, so quickly, the question. Who is a living being? One who has knowledge attribute is living being. And who feels the pains and the pleasure as well. What do you mean by non-living? One who doesn't have knowledge attributes and who does not feel anything is a non-living being. Then please point out the living and the non-living in the following list. Elephant. Elephant's body is non-living and elephant's soul is living. Correct? Now yourself. Arjun, what are you? Living or non-living?
Body is non-living. Soul is living.
I am asking, who are you, living or non-living?
Living.
No, your body is non-living and your soul is living, right?
Yeah.
So if I ask you, who are you, living or non-living, what will you say?
I am soul, and
Ooh.
I'm living, and I have knowledge attributes, and I know with knowledge attributes.
So what will you say? My body is non-living and I am living, right?
Yeah.
Or my body is non-living and my soul is living, right?
Yes.
Is it correct? Is it correct, everyone? Yes or no? If you ask me, Anubhav ji, what are you, living or non-living? So what should I say? That my body is non-living and I am living. Is it correct or not?
Yes, it's correct.
Okay, then the next question arises, then who are you, Anubhav ji? Are you the master of your body and the soul? The body belongs to you and the soul belongs to you, and you are some other third party? Or you are soul? Arjun, what are you? You are some third person who owns body and soul as well? Or you are soul?
Arjun?
Yeah.
Is body.
Arjun is body.
Arjun is associated with body.
And who are you? You are the body or the soul?
Soul.
So if I am asking you, what are you, living or non-living? What should you say? My body, or I don't have any body. I'm a soul, so I have to be living. This is the
right
answer. So,
whenever
we ask someone, like, who are you? He's a soul, so he cannot say my body. But when are we analyzing elephants? So elephants we are not asking. So if we do not ask the elephant, we discuss in ourselves, so we know. Okay, that elephant's body is non-living and soul is living. But when we ask to that elephant, who are you? So the elephant will say, I am Jiva. So I am soul, I am living. This body is not me, this is non-living. So it will not say my body is non-living. If it's his body, then who is he? The owner of the body or the soul? Got the difference? So whenever someone asks you, who are you? Don't say that my body. Body is not yours, body is different. So I am soul. I do not have any body. I am soul. Yeah, this body that you see with me, this is non-living. And I am living. But this body is not mine. Correct? Hello? Yes or no?
Yes.
Correct? Yes. So, a chair is a non-living living. Chair is a non-living. House is a non-living. Tree is a non-living. Ear. What is the ear? Living or non-living? Ear is a living or non-living?
Non-living.
Okay, non-living. Very good. Eye, what is eye?
Non.
Eye is non-living. What is bread? What is bread? Are you say, Baba, only Akash is saying, living or non-living? Hello, are you all asleep? Want to go to sleep? Okay, your time is up. I know, just 2-4 minutes and we'll wind up. Hello. Dia, what is a bread? Living or non-living? Huh? Hello. Yeah, what is a bread? Living or non-living? Dia, are you there or not? Yeah, bread is...
Bread is non-living.
Huh? Non-living, obviously. Bread doesn't feel bad when you eat it, right? When you eat bread, bread cries or what? Don't eat me, don't eat me, don't eat me. I'll get hurt. No, bread doesn't say that. Bread doesn't feel, bread doesn't know. So it's non-living. Very good. What is an aeroplane? Arjun, living or non-living?
Non-living.
Non-living. Very good. But it flies, Arjun. Aeroplane flies.
Yeah, it flies, but it's non-living. no soul.
Yeah, it doesn't feel anything while you fly. So you put 100% on that plane or you put 10%. It will not say, oh, I am feeling so much of weight. It will not complain about anything, right? Because it doesn't feel. Very good. Okay, so Jaimin, air is what? Living or non-living?
Non-living.
Non-living, okay. Okay. And Arush, what is fire?
Non-living.
Very good. Okay, so when we will proceed, what we'll discover is that air and fire and water, these are also jiva like elephant. So how do we answer this question? The body of air, the body of fire, the body of water is non-living, and the soul of air, soul of fire, soul of water is living. This we'll discuss in some other classes, because there are five kind of sthavar jiva. This we have not studied yet. These are like plants. What is a plant, living or non-living?
Non-living.
Plant's body is non-living, but the soul of the plant gives you oxygen, right? So it breathes. So the plant's body is non-living, soul is living. That's how we learn it. But we'll be doing it later, okay? That's when we go in real detail, then it will come. Abhi to ya, the air and the fire are non-living beings. Chair is non-living, but I, the soul, I am living being, I am the soul. Excellent work, thank you so much. So we have revised almost everything except Bhagwan Adina. And in the next class, we'll start with a very interesting, okay? I got late mailing you the story. The story has not reached you yet. It will be reaching by today, I think, or day after today. And it's a very interesting story. It's about one executioner. You know who is executioner? Whom do we call executor? Who executes?
One who executes them on death row.
Yeah. So it's executioner whose job is to give death, you know, he execute the death on the command of the king. King tells them, okay, this is the thief. He has done this theft. Hang him. So the executioner will come and he'll hang him, right? The story of that, it's very interesting story. It's a good read. It's four pages, but you know, make your parents read this book for you, this story for you, and then after the parents have, you know, made you listen to the story, they have told the story as a bedtime story for you. After that, on your own, read it for once, because it has some things highlighted, some things in italics. So you'll discover some things which we should think about. It's very interesting. You'll get to think so much. Okay? So it should reach you by today or day after. Okay? And in the next class, we'll be learning a new way of learning. Okay? How do we learn from the story? Okay? So we'll conclude. What we'll do for our concluding prayer, we'll do Mera Dham. Can you open that poem that we did, Pure Soul is My Name? Not from the book. Book has a different rhyme, right? Last time we read it. So we'll open our poem. If you all remember, then fine, you can directly sing. If you don't, then open the PowerPoint. My introduction. Opened?
Not yet.
Okay. Opened, everybody?
No.
Okay, so what I'm planning is, in each class we'll have one singer of the week, okay? So that person will do what? He'll sing the poem in the concluding session, and rest of us will go mute and we'll sing on the mute mode, right? So we'll mute our phones and then we'll sing, and that person will be on the mic. Okay, so this week's singer is Arush. So only Arush will be singing the poem, and we all go mute and we all sing in the mute mode. Okay? So it will be less, you know, less confusing. Hello?
I don't have the poem out.
Oh, okay, Arush, you don't have now? Okay, fine. So we have Jaimin as the singer of the week. Okay, Jaimin, so you'll sing and we all will also sing, but we will not be able to hear
I'm
us.
I'm working
you'll
on my computer.
Okay, I'm working on a computer. Okay. So do you want me to be singer of the week or what? You all? Who got it, the poem? It's somewhere hidden, you know, deep inside somewhere
I
in your
have
computer.
It.
Okay, we have found it. We did it like centuries ago, right? So tough to find the file. Arjun got it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, Arjun India has found it. Have you, Jaimin?
No.
Okay. So Arjun will be the singer of the week. He'll be singing the poem for us, and then we'll be on the mute mode, and we'll be singing alone. Arjun, you remember how to sing it? Pure soul
yeah.
is my name. Yeah. Okay. Well, and put our phones on mute. Yes, Arjun.
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. No thirst or hunger reaches my address, no cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and hurt, nowhere to roam, real exempt and supreme is my home. My name is pure soul, my fame is to know alone. We shall discriminate the self from others, meditate upon our soul, and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness. My name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Thank you. Jai Jinan to everyone. Well done. Thank you so much. Okay, Arjun,
thank
just
you.
One thing. Arjun, just one thing. Arjun, just one thing. Arjun. Yeah, you're listening, right? Yeah. So take care about this rift, and you have to understand that, yeah, the rift is non-living and you are living. So be happy that you're not broke. The rift is broke, right? And this is not you. So you should not feel as bad you were feeling before, because the rift is not you. You are different from your rift. So you have not got hurt. The body has got hurt and body is not you. You know that it feels bad, but it's not you who feels bad, okay? I mean, the rest about it, okay? So think over it. It will help in some way. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you in the next week.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. Thank you.
Yeah.